Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today, we're going to continue talking about Project Grizzly. Remember, that's a TV show on Animal Planet. I know a lot of our listeners out there are interested in nature, in wild animals and stuff like that. So, of course, if you want to learn more about that, you can tune in to Animal Planet or Discovery Channel or National Geographic or whatever. But today we're pitching a program on Animal Planet called Project Grizzly. And we started to talk about it last time. It's all about these two bears called Bob and Screech.
Aren't those cute names, Bob and Absolutely. Screech? Yeah. We talked about how Screech is actually a sound, like that. Anyway, they're 4 years old, these two bears. They're brothers. And they're, oh, I guess their trainer, Jeff Watson is his name. He's decided that he needs to rewild these two so that they can learn to live in the wild without his help.I'm not really sure how that's done. It sounds kind of complicated. If they've been living with human help for 4 years, they've probably gotten a little lazy. So we're going to find out what happens in today's program. We're going to read through today's lesson, and then we'll be back to discuss some of these things. Yeah. Before Jeff can think about moving forward with this project,He must ensure the property he plans to train Bob and Screech on is secure. To do this, he has an electric fence installed around it. Bob and Screech have been trained to avoid electric fences, so Jeff knows they'll stay clear of it. All this is essential not only for the bear's safety, but also for any humans in the area. If the bears escape, they could seriously injure or kill someone, or be killed themselves.Once the area is safely enclosed, Jeff transports Bob and Screech there. Knowing how stressful a move like this could be for them, Jeff's had a cage built to house them on the night of their arrival. He's not willing to take any chances with his own safety or that of the show's production crew. The next morning, the bears appear calm. So after testing the fence to make sure it works, Jeff lets them loose.It's not long before Bob and Screech adjust to their new surroundings, so Jeff gets straight to work. Over the next few weeks, he needs to teach the bears to forage, fish, and fight, as well as any other skills they might need to survive. However, as the days go on, two things become increasingly clear. For one, the wilder the bears become, the more perilous the situation gets for Jeff and the crew.For another, Jeff realizes how hard it's going to be to let go of Bob and Screech, who are like family to him. To find out if he can succeed in rewilding his bears and saying his final goodbyes, tune in to Animal Planet's Project Grizzly this December.
Let us now discuss the contents of today's lesson. Again, it's all about Bob and Screech, Double Trouble, on Project Grizzly. Remember, that's the title of this show on Animal Planet, Project Grizzly. Now, before Jeff can think about moving forward with this project, he must ensure the property he plans to train Bob and Screech on is secure. Remember, this is his project. He wants to release the bears into the wild. We use the term rewild them to make them wild again. We hadn't really heard of the word wild being used as a verb.
Yeah, I know.
That's the first time for me, so yeah. It's probably not that common.But basically he wants to, you know, release them into the wilderness and make them wild animals again instead of being domesticated animals. So before he can move forward with this project, he must make sure, he must guarantee, he must ensure the property he plans to train Bob and Screech on is secure. So he goes to that property. Remember, there were 10 acres.That he could use from his friend there.
Uh-huh.
And so he wants to go there and inspect the property, look it over, and he wants to ensure that that property that piece of land is secure, that it's safe, so that if the bears are there, no one will get hurt. And also, he wants to make sure that the bears themselves don't get hurt if maybe some animals from outside try to come in and attack them, because they're still domesticated bears. They still haven't learned how to survive in the wild.
Yeah, so to do this, he has something called an electric fence installed around it. Now, an electric fence has this current of electricity that goes through it. So if you touch it, it shocks you. It can really hurt you if you're not careful. So a lot of the fences in areas where there are a lot of wild animals, like deer especially, which are so, so irritating in some states, especially Utah, the deer will come in and eat your garden.
Yeah.
Ugh, you hate that. Well, that electric fence will give them a little shock. It doesn't kill them or hurt them too badly. It just kind of, you know, scares them. They don't like the pain, so they walk away. So that's what the electric fence is for. Bob and Screech already know they don't like electric fences, so they stay clear of it. To stay clear of something is not quite the same as to steer clear of something, remember? We used that phrase in our last program, to steer clear, to avoid something. To stay clear just means you don't want to have anything to do with it. You stay away from it. You stay clear of it.
Yeah, to me, steer clear of something means you're still moving. You just go to a different place. But in this particular case, stay clear of doesn't mean necessarily that you're moving. You're just not going there. Stay clear of that cliff. Stay clear of the neighbor, Mrs. Brunsvold. She's real mean. If you step onto her property, she'll chase you with a baking pin. Or what is that thing?
A rolling pin.
A rolling pin. Yeah, she used to do that to us, Mrs. Brunsvold.
You were naughty.
Yeah, we probably should have stayed off her property. We should have stayed clear of Mrs. Brunsvold's property.
Yes.
But yes, indeed, Jeff knows that they'll stay clear of that electric fence. All this is essential. It's all important, not only for the bear's safety, but also for any humans in the area. So he needs that electric fence to protect the bears and to also protect the humans that are in the area. You know, if they're hiking around, he wants to make sure that they don't walk onto this property. Otherwise, they'll get a big surprise. Oh, my goodness, there's a big bear standing in front of me. It might kill me.
Yeah. So what he's doing, he's not trying to shock the humans. He's just trying to keep the bears away from the humans so that they aren't accidentally killed. So if the bears escape, they could seriously injure or kill someone or be killed themselves. If they're hunters, they'll have their guns with them. And if a bear was coming towards me, I'm not going to stop and think, oh, that could be someone's pet. No, I'm shooting him. Sorry. So you don't want to don't want to stop and think too long about that. Bears are fast and they will kill you quickly. So once the area is safely enclosed, if you enclose an area, you put something around it so it's separated from another area. Jeff transports Bob and Screech there. He's taking them to their new home. Remember, they didn't live there originally. He's going to a 10-acre property that his friend's letting him use. To transport something means to take something from one place and to move it to another place. Transportation is the word we use to talk about things like public transportation, like buses and the subway that we have. That's public transportation. I typically don't use the word transport if I say I'm going to move my TV from one room to another. Oh, I'm going to transport my TV from the living room to the dining room. No. Don't do that. You're just going to move it. Transport is usually a longer distance, and it's usually a big object, right?
Yep. Maybe you've heard of some of these logistics companies in Taiwan. They are responsible for transporting goods or people or whatever from place to place. That's what logistics companies specialize in, transporting things like goods and things like that.
Or you could say it logistics.
Logistics, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. So, yes, indeed, he's going to transport these two bears, Bob and Screech, to this enclosure only after it is safely enclosed. So once it's enclosed at that minute, only then will he transport the bears there. Now, knowing how stressful a move like this could be for them, Jeff's had a cage built to house them on the night of their arrival. So knowing how stressful this is, because he knows that this can be quite stressful for the bears. If something's stressful, it makes you feel like you're in danger. You get really, really nervous. You might be working at a job that is very stressful. You have to work long hours and there's a lot of pressure and your boss is very demanding and your coworkers are all backstabbers. So it can be quite stressful there. You might have a nervous breakdown someday. So for the bears, this can be quite stressful. They don't know what's going on. Why are we being moved like this? Why are we going to a new place? We are so nervous. We're so worried about this. So that is a dangerous situation. So therefore, Jeff has constructed or built a cage to house them. House here is a verb. House. It's got the z sound there.
Z.
Which means to provide some kind of place for someone to live. So in any case, yes, he's going to house them on the night of their arrival so they can kind of slowly get used to the new place. And then later they won't be so stressed out.
Yeah. You know, we do that when we move our pets too, right? We build a new house and our cat didn't want to move. So we had to put him in a cage and move him because he was going a little crazy. So Jeff is not willing to take any chances with his own safety or that of the show's production crew. If you take a chance, it just means you're risking something that's dangerous. So he's unwilling to take any chances. He's not going to risk anything. He doesn't want to risk his own safety or anyone who works on the production crew. Any TV show has something called a production crew. It includes the director, the cameraman, the grip. That's a position. I think the grip holds the microphones, or the boom guy. There are lots of different people that work on the production crew, including the people who are in costumes and the set and all of these people. He doesn't want any of those folks to get hurt. So he's not going to risk anything. He's not going to take any chances. He's going to be very, very careful with the two bears. The next morning, the bears appear calm. They've spent the night in their cage and they wake up and they appear calm. We don't know if they are, but they appear calm. So after testing the fence to make sure it works and that electric current is working right, he lets them loose. If you let someone loose, you untie them, you make sure that they're able to move freely, and he lets them loose. We also use a phrase to let loose. If someone lets loose, that's slang for someone kind of relaxes, lets their hair down, isn't as formal, they're casual, they just, you know, they're out there to have a good time. Let's let loose this weekend.
Yeah, that reminds me, when I was a kid, of course, we had a pet dog, and he would always get loose.
Oh.
If we weren't careful, he would run away, so we'd have to chase him down. We'd usually get in the car, drive around, and then open the door and say, "Hey, Fred, do you want to go for a ride?" And then, of course, he would jump right in the car, and we'd get him back after he was running loose all over the neighborhood.
It's fun.
But that brings us to the midway point in our lesson for today. Let's take a little bit of a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看第八单元。好，我们要谈这两只Bob and Screech, 两只棕熊,它怎么样再重新恢复它们的野性,回到野地里面自由自在的生活。好,我们提到这其实是在 Animal Planet, 动物星球频道上的一个节目叫 Project Grizzly。好,那这个主人翁呢其实是 Jeff, 那他当然有一个计划，这个计划就是要野放这两只棕熊。那他怎么办呢？这边就说到了，为了要达到他的目的，他必须要有安全的地方。所以说，他有一个朋友，哎，就给了他这样子的地方。然后呢，接下来他怎么办 ？He has an electric fence installed around it。为了要让确定这个 地方安全，所以呢，他就在这个土地的周围呢，装置了电子围篱。好，注意到了 ，has 它是一个实义动词哦。实义动词的用法里面，大家最熟悉的就是它后面有受词，受词后面加补语。好 ，VOC， 那这个补语当然是受词补语，所以说要想一想，这个电子围篱它是被装置的，因此。Install， 它是用过去分词。好，那再来就是要看咯，这两只棕熊当然不笨，它也知道应该要躲开这些电子围篱。所以说，Jeff 这一点它就会放心。可是呢，要知道，这不但只是为了这棕熊的安全起见而已，其实对任何人接近在这个地方的任何人也是一样。好，接下来我们就来看这个地方安全之后，那再来要怎么办呢？ Jeff 说他要把这两只棕熊就放到这里来。注意到这句话的 once， 它在这里是一个连接词。当连接词用的时候，我们中文翻成一旦，好，那后面就接子句。所以在这个句子里面的 once 是一旦这个地方它被安全的围起，当然 Jeff 就把两只棕熊放到这边来了。那这压力可是很大的哦，所以说他为了要这两只棕熊在这边是安全的，而且是可以适应的，他在这边先盖了一个笼子。接下来当然他也不要他的剧组们，这些节目制作的剧组们来冒险。那我们来看一下句构的部分哦。这句话说 He's not willing to take any chances with his own safety or that of the show's production crew. 好，当然我们看到了这个 that of， 就要想一想这个 that 到底指什么。前面那句说到他自身的安全 His own safety， 而后面谈的是剧组们的安全，所以其实在后半句的 that 就是指 the safety of the show's production crew.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson. Remember, so far we've got Jeff here. What's his full name? Jeff Watson. Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of domesticated bears that he's going to release into the wild. It's going to be a hard goodbye, but he's got to do it for their own good. And so far we've talked about him borrowing some acres of land from a friend.
Uh-huh.
And then he has built some
electric fence,
right, around that enclosure or around that property. And then he's going to train the bears to get ready to go back to the wild. They're going to have to learn how to find food, how to fight and stuff like that. So that's where we left off. And it's not long before Bob and Screech adjust to their new surroundings. So Jeff gets straight to work. Now, remember, the bears were transported from their old enclosure to this property. And so he had a special cage built to house them because this kind of move can be very stressful. And so he's not really sure how they're going to react to their new surroundings. But they quickly adjust to their new surroundings. And here we've got the verb to adjust to, usually. That means you get used to a certain place or a certain situation. For example, of course, if you've graduated from junior high school and you're starting at a new high school, well, you need to adjust to your school life. Things are a little different there. You've got to make some new friends. You've got to get used to your classes. You need to adjust to your new school.
Yeah, adjust is a little bit more formal than just saying get used to something. So you got to get used to your new surroundings. And if you don't, you're not as happy. So It's not long before these two little bears, they're actually big bears, aren't they? These two big bears get used to their new surroundings, so Jeff gets straight to work. Remember, he wants to rewild them. Over the next few weeks, he needs to teach the bears to forage, fish, and fight. To forage, this word forage is very popular recently on these cooking shows. People who are foodies, who like to eat very expensive, gourmet food, they talk about foraging. So you go into a forest and you search for food, berries, plants that you can eat. That's foraging. Fish, of course, they're looking for fish to eat. And they also need to learn how to fight because there are a lot of animals out there who will want to attack them, or at least they'll need to be fighting, maybe to protect each other. That's another question. Are they going to stay together as brothers, or are they going to separate in the wild? But whatever they need, Jeff is really trying to help them develop the skills they might need to survive. That's his job.
Yep, to look for food, berries, stuff like that, to fish, you know, get fish out of a river, and to fight when they run across enemies, especially other male bears who are fighting for the affections of a female
bear. A cute female bear,
That's right. Hey, I want her too. Hey, I want her too. Hey, don't I have a say in this? So that's how things work in the wild, of course.
Not with that voice. Tom.
in any case, the boys kind of fight over the girls, and that's what these bears need to know how to do.
Yes.
And they're going to, of course, have to learn other skills as well to survive. However, as the days go on, two things become increasingly clear. So, yes, they're living in this new property or on this new property, and Jeff is observing them, and over time, he starts to notice a couple of things. Two things become more and more clear. Two things become increasingly clear. Increasingly just means more and more. For one, you know, the one thing of two things, the wilder the bears become, the more perilous the situation gets for Jeff and the crew. So he's noticing this. The bears are getting used to being out on their own, so they're becoming more and more wild. So the more wild they become, or the wilder they become, the more dangerous or the more perilous the situation gets. Danger is one thing. Perilous is another. That means very dangerous. And to me, the word perilous means it's something that could actually result in your death.
Yeah, I was going to say it leads to death, perilous situation. Mm. Yeah, so that's the number one thing that becomes clear. Number two, for another, Jeff realizes how hard it's going to be to let go of his buddies, Bob and Screech, who are like family to him. When we would go out shopping when I was a child, my mom would tell the kids, my brothers and sisters, hold hands, don't let go of your brother's hand or don't let go of your sister's hand. You need to stay together when we cross the street, you know, because it was safer. So if you let go of something, you are no longer holding on to it so that they're free to move around or maybe even leave. So he's going to have a hard time saying goodbye to Bob and Screech, that's for sure. So how can you check this out? Well, you're going to have to tune in to the Animal Planet channel and watch this show called Project Grizzly. It's coming this December. It's already December, so we hope that you're checking your TV listings and you can see when it's on to check this out. It sounds like a really fun thing to watch.
It does indeed. So again, he's got to let go of those bears. He's become attached to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can probably be something difficult for parents after they've raised their child for many, many years. And it's time for your son or your daughter to go off to university or to, you know, get married and go live in some other place.
It's hard,
maybe down in central Taiwan or
maybe
the south,
in a different country.
In a different country. Oh. Indeed. So you need to let go of your children at some point. And yes, indeed, these bears have become family to him. He's very close to them. He's very attached to them. But he knows it's for their own good. These are wild animals, and they belong in the wild. Although every once in a while you hear these stories about people who like raised lions or something like that, and they released the lions, and then they went to look for the lions maybe 10 years later, and the lions remembered them, and
they
had all sorts of hugs and kisses and and stuff like that, even though the lions were already used to living in the wild. But, yeah, maybe that will happen to these bears, too. They'll go out and enjoy their new lives, but they'll still remember...
Jeff.
I was going to say Kevin for some reason. But they'll remember Jeff, and they'll treat him like he was their father or something
like that. Sure, why not? Or their big brother. Who knows? Right now, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看下面这一段呢，主要看看到底这两只棕熊有没有办法适应新环境。哎，这边果其不然，他说 It's not long before Bob and Screech adjust to their new surroundings. 这个地方要注意的是 It's not long before. 这个片语开头其实讲的中文就是不久。有时候我们谈不久到底要怎么翻译呢？最怕的是直接把它翻成Not long. 那英文到底要怎么讲？如果用片语的形式，就是 before long. 如果你用子句的形式，就像这边写的 It is not long before blah blah blah. 好，这个中文翻成他们不久就适应了新环境了。因此呢 Jeff 就直接开工咯。那接下来的这几周，诶，他需要做很多事，他要教这两只棕熊如何 forage, fish and fight, 觅食、捕鱼和打斗，还有就是要怎么样能够活下来，要有什么样的技能。接下来他就说，随着日子过去，好像有两件事现在看得越来越明显。既然是两件事，后面怎么样说明呢？好，作者呢用了 for one,这是第一件，后面还有一件 for another。 好，所以我们这两个 transitional phrases 要先看得出来。接下来他提到 for one， 那第一个就是 the wider the bears become, the more perilous the situation gets for Jeff and the crew。 我们知道这种句型就是 the 加一个比较级，然后呢后面相对应的的再加另一个比较级，这也就是中文的越怎么样就越怎么样。所以说当这两只棕熊变得越有野性，但是对 Jeff 跟制作组来说也就变得更加危险。好，那提到了这一点，这是一件，另一件刚刚说了 for another， 那就是 Jeff 开始舍不得了，因为这两只棕熊对他来说其实就像家人一样。至于接下来会发生什么事呢？就请大家来看这个节目。好，我们今天讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
That brings us to the end of today's lesson. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, you can listen to this program, but you can also learn some more if you actually watch this program on Animal Planet, Project Grizzly. And again, it's a docu-series, so there may be some other episodes about bears that might be of interest to you.As well.
I have a suggestion for our listeners. On the bottom of your TV screen, there are always the subtitles or 字幕. Take a piece of paper, cover that bottom part of your screen so you're not cheating. Try to listen and see how much you can understand with just English.
And somebody tell me how to get rid of that stupid envelope that keeps appearing on my TV screen. I always have to turn it off. It is so annoying, but that's something else. So thank you for joining us. Please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.